Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your right arm in, you put your right arm out. You put your right arm in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You know, nothing will get people out on a wedding reception floor because the hokey pokey is going to be played. It's a fun little jig, but what if the last line of that ditty is true? What if the hokey pokey is really what it's all about? In a way, life often feels like one ending hokey pokey dance. You put yourself in the car, you take yourself out of the car, you put yourself in work, and you shake yourself about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around, and do it over again, and over again, and over again. Is that what it's all about? Are you tired of your hokey pokey existence? There is no shortage of people who will tell you how to live life to the full. Their voices are only a computer click away. One website suggested going on a daily walk. Another one says, learn a new skill. Most said, do whatever you want, whenever you want. These experts were certain that you can't live life to the full if you're trying to live up to someone else's expectation. But what does our Savior say? Listen, I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jesus compares us to sheep and teaches that the way to a full life is by listening to him, the good shepherd. But Satan wants you to doubt Jesus. Satan worked on Adam and Eve, and he works on you and me. Satan is the thief Jesus described, who was only interested in stealing, killing, and destroying. Listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. And he leads us to a full life. Look how much he loves you. He compares himself to a shepherd who calls his sheep by name. How does he do it? We only have 2 kids, 4 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild. And you could ask any of them, and they can tell you how often we get their names mixed up. Even though billions of sheep are in Jesus' flock, he knows each one of our names. He also knows our fears. He also knows our needs. And like a good shepherd, he will provide for those needs. You know he will, because this good shepherd gave up his life to save you and me from our rebellious ways. Listening to Jesus doesn't just mean hearing, what he says to say, though, does it? The sheep who hears his shepherd's command to come but remains standing still isn't really listening. Really not listening. Those who listen, they follow. And so if you really want to live life to the full, it's not good enough to spend an hour on Sunday morning listening to Jesus. You'll want to follow him for the rest of the week with your actions and your attitudes. But Jesus put it this way. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep will follow him because they know his voice. I am the gatekeeper. Whoever endures through me will be saved. He will come in and out and go and find pasture. Jesus' sheep will follow him wherever he leads because the trust it will lead to green pastures. When Jesus calls us to turn away from the sinful pleasures of this world, he will do so trusting that life won't become dull because of it. But following Jesus doesn't always seem to lead to green pastures, does it? The good shepherd is standing on guard for you when the doctor delivers the bombshell that you have cancer. Nor is Jesus sprawled on a couch in heaven, mindlessly flipping through magazines as your job search stretches on for months. He's standing there by you. He's holding your hand when your loved one closes their eyes for the last time and is in the arms of Jesus. When your life feels like an endless hokey-pokey dance, it's time to sit down and have a chat with your good shepherd. But don't just talk to him in prayer. Listen to him speak to you. If you can spend a couple of hours a day on Facebook, you should be able to sneak 15 minutes in on reading God's Word. Do you want to live life to the full? Then make listening to Jesus a priority. Jesus beckons you to follow him, and he promises to lead you to green pastures where your cup will overflow with blessings, even as it overflows now with forgiveness and his love. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.